Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I do want to share, though. I do want to share. I was reading in the Word, you know, a lot of people trying to get attention these days, you know, how to try to get attention of others and people. And it's like, you know, maybe we need to, you know, not be so concerned about some people who are trying to get their attention, right? But maybe we should be more concerned about the ones whose attention it really matters. And I was thinking about them like, Lord, you know, getting God's attention, getting God's attention. Yeah. And I think about in James 4:8, you know, the Word of God says, come near to God and he will come near to you. And it's like, you know what? We can get God's attention. I think about blind Bartimaeus.
And think about it. Of all the things that you could be called, I mean, in my name Bartimaeus, why does everybody get so blind Bartimaeus? You know?
I know it.
It's like, but that's, it's like, but Chubby John. I mean, why would anybody, you know, Chubby Greg, why would they do that?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But they, you know, it's blind Bartimaeus. And he's, you know what? Well, listen, blind Bartimaeus. What can we say? Mark chapter 10. And
is his name this, Mark or
No. It's in Mark chapter 10.
Okay.
Hold on. Mark chapter 10. This is what the Word of God says in verse 46. It's Jesus and his disciples together with a large crowd. They were leaving in the city. And a blind man, Bartimaeus, he was sitting on the roadside begging. So the guy's just sitting. Jesus is passing through. There's large crowds. But the Word says that when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout. Now, he's been begging here for a while. We don't know how long blind Bartimaeus has been begging, but he's been begging sitting on the side of the road and heard that Jesus was coming. He began to shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
Yes.
This is an exclamation point. You know, so you got to read the Bible, gotta read all the exclamation points, see what was going on here. And he's screaming. I mean, he is yelling. Now the disciples, they encouraged me for some of the things they did around Jesus. You know, it was like they were concerned that maybe blind Bartimaeus was creating a scene. Maybe they were concerned that I really don't know what in the world they were concerned with. But they say, the Word says that many rebuked him and told him, listen, be quiet. But blind Bartimaeus shouted all the more. And he just kept yelling.
How often are we guilty of listening to men edit our cry for God? How often do we allow the devil to take over somebody's tongue and actions to edit our desperate cry for God to move in our lives? I love that, the fact that God is showing us here. Yeah. He didn't let anybody stop him.
No, he was not going to be denied. We're talking about getting God's attention. He started crying out to God. He started just yelling out. Listen, we can look what happens. Look what happens here. So Jesus literally stops. He's going somewhere. Literally stops and says, call him. Can you bring him here? Call him. And so the disciples run out and go get him. Says, hey, cheer up, get up. And the Word says that he threw his cloak on the side, threw his jacket down, and got up. And Jesus says, you know, I'm paraphrasing here. What do you want? What can I do for you? And he says, I want to see. I want to see. So Jesus says immediately, you know, Jesus says that your faith has healed you. Immediately he received sight and followed along the way. And the thing about it is that, you know, oftentimes, I've heard this said before, and I just love it, but oftentimes your first step determines God's second step. You know, we want to call out and get God's attention, but we're not going to do it voyeuristically. We're not going to do it watching someone else go after
God.
I
like that. Your first step determines God's next step.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's biblical. Awesome. Come near to God, and God's going to come near to you. You know, and it's our getting off of the mat, if you will, us getting off of the side of the road and saying, you know what, I am going to go after God no matter what, and I'm not going to let the naysayers, those that are trying to shut me down from getting all that I can get. I love what Heidi Baker says. She's a missionary in Africa that she does an awesome work out there. And one of the things she does is feed orphans. And she says,
Cyrus Ministries, right?
Yes, yes. She says, hungry people get fed.
Mm.
Hungry people get fed. They're feeding the orphans. The most hungriest, she says, this little kid is pushing and getting, knocking other these bigger people out of the way because they are going to get fed. And the thing is, you know what? We can be fed. How desperate, how hungry are we for God? Let me tell you something. It's hunger that moves the Lord. It's certainly not need because he'd be pouring it out all over the world.
Not sickness.
No.
Not disease. Not poverty. No. Not unjust. Not being treated unjustly. None of that moves God.
None of it.
Just hunger for him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we want to encourage you today. We want to encourage you today. Get hungry for God. Go after God with everything that you have. Don't be content to sit on the side of the road and watch other people get in and just hear about testimonies of how God touched other people, but begin to believe, like blind Bartimaeus said, you know what? I believe that Jesus of Nazareth is walking through and he can touch me. I can say, believe that God can touch you. You know, we were talking about the glory of God earlier in the first hour. The glory of God is for everyone. I mean, we can all get into the glory. We can all feel his presence. Don't refuse to be on the side of the road and allow yourself to get hungry. Proverbs 27:10 says that he who is full loathes honey, but to the hungry, even what is bitter tastes sweet. And there's so much stuff we've been filled with, so much things just taking up our time. And it's like, you know, start scraping things off of your plate. Start pulling it. You know, there's a song. I remember the song. It's out of Rick Jordan's ministry, I think. Says, everything's got to go. I got to have God. It's time just to clear off the plate of any distraction and anything that'll pull you away for running hard after the heart of God. You know, we just have a moment in time. We don't know what's coming next. Let's get desperate. Let's get hungry, and let's get God's attention. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.